Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today for Smooth Sundays. I'm going to play the music, of course, and I'll be right back. I'm going to play some smooth music. I'm going to smooth things off with Mr. Al Green, entitled Love and Happiness. Be right back.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love
and happiness. Make it do right.
out to Babyface for that second. I'm going to think of you on two occasions. Shout out to Babyface once again. I'm going to jump into some Keisha Cole featuring Monica entitled Our Trust. Thank you for tuning in, listening to Smooth Sundays with Timothy Hodge. I love you guys. Shout out to everybody here at the show with me, Jamal, everybody that works here back in the set with me at Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to Philip, Gia Recca from Blog Talk Radio. I don't love you. Everybody at Blog Talk Radio. Here's Keisha Cole featuring Monica entitled Trust.
What up, Mom?
What up?
You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and yeah. Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know, love.
If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. If you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, cause I know
you. I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen
a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Let
me show you love can be easy. You just let it be.
Just let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got, and I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust and all the love, and all we got a lot, really. And all I see is your life.
Like this can't be right.
Baby.
I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
Lay them down, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. I give you for you.
I've got to not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
Hi, Miss Newbie, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Timothy?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
I am great. The Lakers won, so I am fabulous.
Wait, let me give them a round of applause. The Lakers, shout out to the Lakers.
Of course, yes.
You're going to miss Newbie on 30% of the team. Let me give them a round of applause. Yes.
Yes, shout out to the Lakers, all of my baby daddy.
Yes, Miss. Shout out to the Lakers. Yes, Miss Nubian is on 30% of the Lakers. She's my intern. She's playing my sports reporter today. So I'm joking. Miss Nubian, did you still you was watching the game?
No, it's gone off.
Okay. Congratulations to the Lakers. Who were they? Who are they playing?
The Magic. Orlando Magic. Yeah.
Orlando Magic. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how do they? Okay, well, this is were you into basketball the whole season, or you just?
Yes, of course. I'm a Lakers fan.
I didn't know.
They took
this one
4-1.
Okay, so they're going to the finals.
No, that's it, baby. They won. They won the NBA finals.
So we gotta get somebody from the Lakers on the show. Let me start calling right now. We gotta get somebody on the show from the Lakers. We gotta get the coach. We gotta get somebody. Who's your favorite player? That's what we gonna get on. Who's your favorite player, Miss Nubian?
My favorite player is Kobe. Kobe. If not Kobe, then Derek Fisher. He's so funny.
Gary Fisher.
Derek.
Derek
Fisher.
Oh, Derek
or
Fisher.
Kobe Brown. Bryant. Yeah.
Kobe, okay. Oh, well, he probably be snorting coke, so we probably can't get him. Let me stop. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. Congratulations to them. Okay, so like basketball season is like done now, or see, you know what, Miss Booby, I'm not really a sports fan. I remember when I was walking my dog the other day, some guy like, oh man, I forgot what team they were saying. They just doing bad right now. I hope they win the games. And I'm like, yeah, I hope so too. But you know, it's like I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. I don't follow sports that much. You know, so I'm sorry.
Well, as you would know, at Blog Talk, I am a soccer mom, so my boys are extremely talented in every sport there is. So preferably in about 5 years, give me 5 years, and you guys will be seeing Miss Nubian, you know, as far as to one of my sons signing pro, for real, for real. So I'm always following it, especially I love basketball. So, and like I said, I'm a big Lakers fan, so.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, that's why. Well, I hope your sons actually do a play so I can come out and see them. They're gonna be my cousins then. Stop.
Yeah,
oh,
they're gonna
goodness.
Be your. They can be everybody cousin them.
Be my cousins, right? I can come sing for them then. But my little sister, her line has officially is gonna be in stores pretty soon. So I haven't even tried to promote that, but her line's gonna be in stores pretty soon. So I'm congratulations to her.
Awesome, man. Ooh.
Yeah. I had to help push it for her, you know. She wanted to do it, so I said, you know, if anything, you just let me know, and I have to push it for it. And it's going to be in Bloomingdale's, and it's going to be all over. It's retail stores, Kmart, it's going to be all over. So, Miss Nubian, please go out and, you know, purchase. I know you're going to purchase. You're going to like the line.
Really? So she's going to have, like, some really nice jeans and stuff?
Yeah, she's going
to
have the jeans.
What sizes are they going to go up to? Because, you know. I mean,
well, it's gonna be for
I
all
get it
sizes.
From my mama.
I don't know if it thinks up to a 20. I'm not for sure. I'm not really into fashion. I just helped her get it out there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's, you know, that's all. I just helped her get it out there, of course.
Big ups to you for doing that, you know. Big ups to Big Brother for helping
Hey. Just
to get that out. So that's great.
If she wanted to, I wanted her to sing because I was gonna call Def Jam or somebody to give a record, but she didn't want to sing, so you know, I can't force anybody to sing.
Down the line,
I can't force anybody to do what I wanted to do, you know.
Okay.
That's a decision, you know. Cause I don't want to be dragging nobody sing because I do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, I put a stop to the I'll be sure if calling on to your show because I don't want to put, you know, somebody to your show and like have I'll be sure calling today like Miss Nubian. I have a show, you know. I don't want to do that because I would have done it. You know, Miss Nubian, I'll be sure Miss Nubian wants you on her show. She wants you to call and she, you know, but I don't want to do that because, you know, you really want him on your show, so I could not do that. I had to put a stop to that.
So he's gonna be on your show, right?
I haven't done that yet. I haven't, you know, stated that yet to him, but if you want my show, I would more than happily, you know, give him a call and tell him to come on the show, you know, talk about his new album and all that other stuff, but I haven't put that forth yet. We didn't talk about that. But if you want him on, of course, I'll have him on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what you got going on tonight? I got the reminder email. So is it Soul for Sunday or something like that? You jamming
it's
a little bit?
It's just Smooth Sundays, and I have like 1 moment left into the show. At the time just went by so fast. I only scheduled it for 30 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say, because I thought it was like
If you
want to
extend it longer, I can. Just let me
know
now.
No. I want to call in and give some shouts. I really must be writing a paper right now. So I just have a brain freeze, so.
You better get your butt to work, cause you know you got. I got Electric Red coming on Monday, so
who?
They're coming on Electric Red. They got so good. They're coming on Monday.
Damn, it's so good, so fine. Am I that one? Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea who those girls were, but I like that song.
The Dream is gonna come through for us, so I cannot wait for Monday. I'm gonna leave.
When the Dream coming on?
I can't tell you that.
You gotta keep me posted, cause.
Uh oh. I want to have Miss Nubian. Forget the Dream.
I love that song.
I got to play this last song for the Electric Red for the show goes off the air. Is it okay if I give you a call for like 5 minutes? I won't talk to you, Death. I know I always do.
Okay.
All right.
Now we gotta change.
Nubian? Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Okay, that's Electric Red. That's their song.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that song. So
they're going to be on the show on Monday. All of them are fine. I wish I could marry all of them, but of course, yeah, I probably can't. But they're all going to be here on Monday. Yes, right, Electric Red.
You
they
could.
Will
you go to jail for it.
They all are. They all are legal.
Oh, really? How old are they?
I don't know how old they actually are, but I know they're above age. Maybe. And
they're all legal. I thought you said illegal. Okay.
No, they're all illegal.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, right. Not me. The craziest thing is that Def Jam had called me, and Def Jam sent me a big package in the mail, and then they sent a few, like, okay, you know, I want to interview them, and I'm like, well, you guys sent me the package late, because I still got this package like 2 months ago. And so she called me, I'm like, no, I didn't get it yet. So the craziest thing is that when they sent me, I finally got it and got Electric Red, and I'm like, well, they already booked for the show. And I like Def Jam, I'm like, I don't go through record labels to book artists. I go directly to them. So they're going to be on the show Monday, and yes, the dream is coming through. Oh, my goodness. He got us walking on the moon. He got us walking on the moon, Miss Nubian.
Wow, I definitely want to just sit and listen, because I love the dream. I love his work. It's just, I mean, he is just blowing up. He's awesome.
When are you going to have people on your show? That's what I want to know, because I just want to sit back and
listen. My show is not going to be, I guess it's not for,
it's not for that.
You're the star guy. I mean, I'm like the just plain old, like, just, you know, topics or whatever. Like Tuesday, we're going to be talking about, you ready for this?
Yeah.
We are actually rewriting Birthday Sex. So you definitely want to, you know, tune in for that. We're going to have
the female version
to that. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me? I could have called Jeremiah and had him on the show.
Oh, you don't want Jeremiah on this show, okay? You definitely don't want him to get on this show. We will also be talking about, we just want the ladies to tune in, you know, just to get a little feel of you know, because everybody is feeling the Birthday Sex. They think it's a very fabulous song, which I do. Hey, it's cool. But we want to flip it a little bit and let you know what he's really saying, okay? So you won't get so all caught up in it. But, hey, it's going to be good.
Okay, you could have called me and told me I could have had Jeremiah on the show. And
Like I said, Timothy, this show is not for Jeremiah to come on. He can come if he wants to. We're not afraid, but we just, you know, we don't want to do that. You know.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Yeah, I guess you're okay. You know, that's another thing. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I can't control your show. I always try to control everybody's show. I was on the Mother Knows show the other day, and we're the two top ones of Blog Talk Radio, and I called into the show just so I don't know that. And he was grateful. He was like honored that I called into the show. He was like, oh my gosh, Timothy, you call him, you know, and he's like, you're married, you know. So I was grateful for that, but I'm not one of those who are too big head like that. I don't lose that. I'm just a normal person. Yeah, I do this and I do that, but I don't use that like that. I don't consider myself better than nobody. I'm always be regular Tim. But I was on his show, and I had told him, so I get so many emails and from messages from people like, oh, can you get this person on my show? How can I get, I'm like, listen, I don't give out any information to nobody for anybody. So he said, no, Timothy, I got this, and he just cussed. He just said, don't ask me no fucking information. I'm like, man, who's mother knows that? Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, he's like, no, I got this. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
You know, he just gets to the point, you know, Timothy don't be doing no cussing on his show, so, you know, that's not my show. But, you know, he's a great host, and I had to go give him, you know, his show, you know. But I told him I don't want to think that it's a competition, because I don't like to be in competition with people, you know. Even though I had the most, you know, guests, and, you know, I've been able to.
Well, I can tell you right there. I mean, there's no competition. I mean, they got to play catch up a long time to get up to what, you know, the people that you've had on your show. So, hey, it's just hard to even do that. So that's why I keep mine just, you know, to the minimal, whatever, because I can't get bit people like that. You know, I'm cool with coming in and joining in your conversation. So that's good for me. And then I'm fine with, you know, flipping it and taking it back to, you know, Nubian style. So, hey, I'm okay.
Are you saying you can get people on your show like that?
Huh?
Are you saying you can get people on your show like that?
I can't. I mean, I guess I don't try. I guess I don't try. I don't know.
No girls.
You know, the conversation we had, like, off air, people. I mean, Timothy, we're throwing out a lot of names, and I mean, me being Miss Nubian, I probably just I'm like, And there was only one person. I'm not gonna call that person name out there. He knows that I'm like, okay, that will be the only person I would love to just talk to. So, but I'm good. I'm good.
I don't want nothing too creepy, but somebody that you play their music on your show a lot, and they're going to be coming on the show pretty soon. I'm not going to announce who that is, but you're going to be surprised. I know you're going to love to be on this show because you play their song on the music on your radio, on your show a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're
saying. I can't say who it is. I can't. Okay. They won't be a surprise anymore. But we gotta work on these people here, Kobe Bryant and Derek Fisher on the Lakers. Now, are they going to be on your show or mine? Because I don't want to get out to them, and then you have them on your show next week. So I don't know.
Oh, just
know.
Stop, Timothy. You know, in the good and well, I don't have the connects that you have, so don't even come at me like that. It's just Nubian. So you go ahead and do what you do, and you let me know what's going on, and I'll be there. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to do that actually tomorrow. I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to have your cousin on the show. What's his name? I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's D-O-R-R-O-U-G-H. He has that song, Walk That Walk. Walk, however that song goes, he's coming on the show.
What? D-O-R-U-G-H?
Yeah, he's Walk That Walk. He has a new song out, Walk That Walk. We know the dances that we'll call, it's called Walk That Walk, that new dance that they have out.
No.
He's big. Trust me. Your son is
really?
Who he is. He's on the show. He's big.
Okay.
He'll be on the show. Yep, he'll be on the show. I don't know what day we is. You know, there's so many people coming.
Wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun. That's the song? Gotta walk that walk or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay, it's not like I listened to it, but I think I kind of know what you're talking about. But.
I know of him because I watch 106 every now and then. So he
do what you
like,
do. Is that it? Do what you
know.
Do.
I don't know.
Tie my shoes.
I don't know the whole song. I just know that particular part. So I don't know that.
Wow.
Part. He's coming on the show. You know, I'm trying to find, and I meant to ask my friend this the other day, Nicole, she was on the show. She's the one who flew Wendy Williams, and she, you know, became this overnight sensation. I meant to ask her, I'm trying to get Miss Nubian, I would love to have Lena Horne on the show. I'm trying to reach out to her. I cannot find any information that links to Lena Horne, and I'm really, really trying to get out where she is.
She's still with us, right?
Yes, she is. She's 91 years old. God bless her heart.
Ooh, go ahead, Lena.
But I know she lives in New York City. But I'm really trying to find out who knows her, who can get her on the phone for me. So that's when I've been actually reaching out to and trying to find a couple of weeks now. If I can just get 2 minutes, that is so fine for me. 2 minutes on the phone with her. I just really just need to say hi. I know she's up in age right now, and I noticed that when I had Whitney's mother on it, you know, I noticed how they have to ask questions maybe twice or two to get, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I would just love to have her on, you know.
That would be great, man.
I gotta find out where, you know, I gotta find that ground out. Her last contact, I'll get it eventually, Miss Nubian. I'll get it eventually. Trust me, I'll get it eventually.
Oh, yes, trust Blog Talk. He will, okay? I'm trying to figure out who I would just love to see you have on your show.
You know,
everybody.
You have to tell me, because I went to when Blog Talk Radio, when I talked about Talk Radio, when I talked to Philip from Blog Talk Radio, I told him, I said, send me an email, who do you want me to have on the show? I said, you know, because, you know, I sometimes may be somebody that I'll overlook or I'm not thinking about, you know. I try to have past and present people that, you know, from, you know, music. And this is nothing. I'm glad you called me up about that. The Lakers, I never had somebody who played sports on the show before. I had talked to Carmelo, and he told me, he said after, you know, basketball season over. So hopefully I'm gonna call, give him a call back. Oh, that's my homie, right? That's my dude right there, Miss Nubian. Him, my sister, like cool like that. I gotta get Carmelo on the show, and
that would be a good look.
This is one of my friends. Is a frequent listener of Full Princess's show.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me. He said, "Listen," he said, "I want Miss Soul Princess to have Jerry Springer on her show." He said, "Cause her show is like always wild and crazy." And I think her show is similar to Jerry Springer. So I think her guest would be, you know, good as well, be Jerry Springer. So he said, she responded back to him and said, "Oh, okay, now how I'm going to do that? You must have connections." So I told him, I said, "Well, listen, I'm going to," I forwarded him two emails, and I said, "Well, forward this to Soul Princess and, you know, tell her, get him on the show." You know what I mean? I forwarded her, you know, so I found through, you know, I can't give direct information, but, you know, hopefully those two emails will work for her. She just has to do the job of getting him on the show.
Oh, okay.
She has to do the work. Timothy's not going to do the work, but, you know.
I know her show is canceled for this week and next week. Well, it was canceled last week and this week coming because she's preparing for that stage play that she's doing in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday. So, I know because she's going to be on the show Tuesday because she's really – we both writing the flip song to Birthday Sex, but Soul Prince is actually going to sing it a cappella.
Okay. Wow.
But I would definitely tell her to look out for her, look at her email so she can get that information.
Yeah, so she can have Jerry on the show.
Jerry.
I don't really want Jerry on the show.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, but if you want me to get him on, I can get, you know, I have him on, but you know, what to talk to him about? But that is excellent for Mr. B doing the stage play and everything. That is so wonderful.
Yeah, and she's actually one of the writers of the play, the young lady Chantel Christopher, who actually worked with Tyler Perry for like 12 years. That's who you should get, Tyler Perry. Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler Perry.
I don't really think of Tyler Perry. I'm pretty sure he will come through. Let me get in touch with Tyler. Mr. Perry.
I was asking Soul Princess, I said, "Do you think Tyler's going to come to the play?" And she was like, you know, she didn't know that, you know, they're going to have some special guests. So I said, "Well, I hope I'll be sitting right beside him because I'll definitely, you know, be there, hopefully in the front row."
She wanted Tyler to come to the play?
Well, more than likely, he'll probably be there. I mean,
okay.
This is Chantel Christopher's first time stepping out, you know, solo. Like I said, she traveled with Tyler Perry for like 12 years, you know, doing various plays, you know, front stage and backstage. So more than likely, he'll probably – it's just going to be a one-time thing. So more than likely he'll probably be there, but
so maybe Soul Princess will have him on her show.
I don't know. Well, we were hoping to get Chantel Christopher before, you know, they actually, but she's so busy, you know, they're so busy. They're practicing
three times a week. Don't give me that. I don't
want to
hear that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just, you know what? I'm kind of like repeating. So Princess said, because actually that night that you actually called to the show, which happy 50th show, she actually had two of the co-writers on there as well. So they were hoping, she was hoping that Ms. Christopher actually called into her show, but it didn't happen. So that's when she said, "Well, Ms. Nubian, if we can make it happen, can she come into your show Tuesday?" I was like, "Fine, you know, it's cool with me," but it never happened, so.
What's her name?
Chantel Christopher.
Chantel Christopher. Okay, she's an actress or something, or.
Yeah. Mhm.
I have to see. I will work on Tyler Perry. Is he doing a new movie or something? I don't know what he's actually doing right now.
I don't know. I think he's doing a, if he's doing a movie, it's in Atlanta because they had like a big audition. And he's doing Down in the Dark. No. I don't know. It's a movie with Mary J. Blige is actually going to be leading actress in that movie. But that's all I know that he's working on. But you know, Tyler, I read somewhere where he said he only takes, probably about 6 weeks, to go ahead and get the idea up. He don't like holding on to everything. He just want to go ahead and get it done right then and there.
He stays busy so much.
Yeah, I just want you to get him on your show and see if he's single. I do believe he is single. I got a couple of friends in Atlanta that know like the inside scoop on, celebrities and stuff. Actually, one of my friends actually is a hairdresser, to the stars up there in Atlanta. So I'm always asking questions about Tyler Perry.
I'm actually gonna be in Atlanta pretty soon. I'm gonna drive down this time instead of flying. That way, I'm gonna be down probably about 2 days to come to Alpharetta and just check up on things. You guys are so nice down there. I don't know why you guys are so nice down there. You guys treat me so nice down there. I came down and perform.
That's the country, baby. That's all we know. I mean, we was raised by grandmama them.
My security was like, don't be nice to them. Don't be nice to them. And I love that I came out of touch with everybody and everything. Because, sometimes, it's like, no, get that, And I'm like, get the fuck. I'm like, no, don't do that to them.
Hey, I'm the country style for all y'all upstate celebrities. We ain't going to bother y'all. We not going to bother y'all. Nobody. Okay, I take that back. But sometimes you may find a fool or two. Me, Nubian, I will not bother you. I'm sorry. How you doing? Because I was raised by Grandmama Nim. I need to do a show about.
You know what? I want you to get a Victoria Rao on your show.
I have so many contacts to Victoria, and I don't know why I haven't done it, but
get her on your
I need
show.
To give her a call tomorrow.
Get
and,
her on your show, please. Get her on your show. I don't want to get her because I want to feel right getting her on my show.
You get her on your
show.
You're not talking no more, okay?
Huh?
You get Victoria on your show and we're not talking anymore, okay?
I know.
No, I'm just playing.
No, I don't want her on my show. I want her on yours.
You know what? I'm going to make that phone call tomorrow. I'm actually off tomorrow. Well, I'm not off. I'm partially off. Tomorrow, I'm going to put that in my agenda, because I'm slow, so I have to write stuff down, what I need to do throughout the day, because I will forget something. But I'm going to work on that. I will. I'll give you some feedback on that by Tuesday, so.
Yeah, get her on your show, because I know you're talking about it, and get, get her on your show. It'll be like your first celebrity guest, meet her, celebrity guest.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she kind of remembers me, with the book signing and all that good stuff. So I will definitely, do my best to try to get in contact with her. And
get her on the show. This is a surprise. I went to a party yesterday for my cousin's husband. And, I showed up. They actually thought I wasn't going to come because, I usually don't come. I usually don't come to family, social things that often, very often. They always say I distance myself from the family, which I do majority of the time. So I just happened to show up and my sister showed up, which everybody was so surprised. And then I came and it was nice. So one of my cousins, he's like, he's rapping now, he's going to go overseas and, do some tour. And he said, oh my God, he said, I listened to your radio show. And he's like, you do so well. And, we was talking. And I said, well, just send me your music, and if I like it, I'll play it on the air, those sort of things, And he's like, oh my goodness. He's like, we didn't know that you were, I'm like, yeah. Nevertheless, Miss Nubian, Timothy is not that helpful anymore to helping people out like that, family or not. I'm sorry. I'm just not that helpful anymore. Miss Nubian, Timothy has spent so much time. I remember helping people get recording contracts, and then they're like in the front of, they're like face to face with the executive, the owner of Universal Records, and they're like, oh, I'm not ready, or I don't know, or, and you know, I wish I could, and I wanted to ball my face up and just punch them, you know, just hit them hard and let them hit the floor, but you know, because you know, I was like, why did you waste my time, and why did you waste your time?
Yeah.
I could have been doing something else. So that's one of the reasons why I cut it out. And another, I spent what, $50,000 out of my company's money for somebody to perform, promoting and everything. He performed with Paul Wall. He didn't even show up.
Wow.
So now my company's out of $50,000.
Whoa. That's too many zeros behind that five.
Exactly. You know, I could have beat this kid up, and then he has a audacity to call me back up. He's like, oh, Timothy, I'm performing down in Florida, and I said, you know, you're going to perform now, okay? I said, what do you want from me? I said, I'm not putting no money behind you. My company had to make that money back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have $50,000. My company doesn't have $50,000. I should throw away like that. So that's one of the reasons why I don't do that anymore. I don't seek talent anymore. Not anymore. The only one that I actually work with now is Meng, because you know he's doing pretty good, and, you know, and I had to put no money behind him, but he's doing pretty good on his own. You know, I manage him now. You know, he has publicists. He's doing pretty good. He made the first step, and he said, "You make one step, I'll make two." You know what I mean?
That's good. You know, you just don't want, you know, throw money away like that. So, hey, I don't blame you, man.
I don't have time for that anymore. My company's doing okay right now. You know, I'm doing pretty good, you know. I have some more upcoming performances that I can't wait for. Oh, my goodness. Me and Pretty Ricky are going to be performing down in Miami pretty soon. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Moon. I got some stuff coming up. Me and Pretty Ricky are performing together down.
I'm telling you, Pretty Ricky, when they came out, they made, I mean, half of the grown women just want to rethink. Like, oh, my goodness. Because these young boys was just, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Y'all need to sit down somewhere. But, hey, they're pretty hot, so. Wow.
They're okay. I've met so many people, you know, all the time. You know, I don't get fascinated by those people. Even the ones that I don't get fascinated by those people. They're just regular people. But I can't wait to have Chris Brown on the show, because I'm going to actually ask him. No, I'm not going to ask him that. I'm lying.
Nah, what you going to ask him? Leave that man alone. Let me tell you something. I'm tired of these women. And I'm not taking up for Chris Brown. But my whole thing is that I'm so sick and tired of everybody just taking, you know, this whole thing. Because it's a female right down the road from me that probably got her ass whooped tonight. You know, everybody's just, oh, my goodness, Chris Brown. No, he didn't have no business putting his hand on that girl. But
I'm not blaming him. I want to know what happened.
Just like everybody else.
Wasn't there.
Probably running her mouth. But you know what? I've always said it. Hey, that's not the first time he don't hit her problem.
Yeah. I've
been
duking
it
happened.
Out for a long time.
I have. Because I know when the Grammys came up, I went to the Grammys that year. And I know they say he wasn't coming. Him and Rihanna had canceled because they were headliners for her show. So, you know, they said it happened at 5 days this party, which I was not invited to. So, I don't know what happened. No, Clive Davis did not invite me. I'm gonna cut him. Well, except he's like 80 years old. I'm not gonna hurt that man. But that man, that man is a genius in his own right. I look up to that man so much. Especially, he's such an inspiration to me. Oh my goodness. If he doesn't know anything, he knows talent. Yep. And
well,
you should have him on your show. Clive Davis, that would be great. Clive Davis, please. Do you know that he discovered? Yes, let me get him on your show. I'll get in touch with him, and I'll say, I'm from the Miss New. I'm a talent booker for the Miss Nubian show. Yes, I will get him on your show. Just let me know when the dates that he have. I'll let you know. Get him on your show. He's business, you know, business executive. He'll be great for your show.
Okay.
Let me stop being a talent booker for. Let me stop being a booker for your show. That's not. See, Miss Nubian.
No, that is fine. They can, you know, hey,
Ms.
if
Nubian,
I can get somebody, that's fine.
Miss Nubian, you have to tell me to stop because I don't run Miss Nubian's show. I run Timothy Hodges' show. You have to tell me to stop that. Cause I see how I just take over people's stuff. He's taking over somebody's
show.
Sound
like I'm complaining. Whatever.
I always take over somebody's show. I say, Timothy, this is not your show. This is Miss Nubian. This is so and so. Your mother knows I did the same thing. I just took over the boys, took over the man's show. I'm like, this is not my show. I just started talking to him. This is not my show. This is his show.
You said this is Mother Knows. That's the name of the show?
Yeah, Mother Knows. But he's the whole, yeah, Mother Knows. Yeah, it's called Mother Knows. I think, you know, he's having Genuine on the show Monday. I think it's Monday he's having Genuine on the show. This your favorite song. Turn your
Why is this show called Mother Knows?
I don't know.
Oh, is that his name? That's the host name or something?
Yeah, he sounds like a, I'm Miss Nubian. You listen to the show and you find out on your own, right?
Okay, cool.
But he's having Genuine on the show. And, you know, so I'm most probably 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to be able to, I probably archive it, but I'm not going to actually listen to this live because I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I can never promise anybody but you that I'm going to tune into the show. You're about the only one that I actually promised that, and I make sure no matter where I am, I call in. But anybody else, it does sometimes, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen. Because I'm too busy for that. I always, you know. I'm sorry, Miss Nubian. You're special, so you're the only one.
I appreciate it.
Now,
yes.
which
Nah,
which,
nah, nah, boo, boo.
Which one of your sons you said, it likes white girls?
I'm on the phone. Say what now? Which one of what?
Which one of your sons you said that likes white girls?
Oh, my youngest one.
Oh, okay. How old is he?
Yeah. He's 15.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Miss Nubian, I hope he doesn't bring Miley Cyrus down.
I'm going to have Billy Ray at my donut. Don't break my heart. My extra friend.
You'll be surprised. He comes in
know,
with Miley
right?
Cyrus. And she broke up with her boyfriend, too?
She's here in Georgia doing a movie.
Huh?
I think she's somewhere in Georgia, in the country part of Georgia.
Uh-oh.
She's doing a movie down here.
Uh-oh, you better watch out. Probably going to bring Miley Cyrus in there, or the one, what's her name, Lizzie Lohan. She was like, Mom, guess what, Mom? We hit jackpot. We got
That's exactly what he'll say. Money, Mama, money. Don't even worry about it, money. I'm like, okay,
Mommy,
okay, Dre.
Mama, remember that Bentley you wanted? You got it now. Stop.
Got it. It's here.
Yeah, I'm glad
you want. Yeah, this is so silly. Well, you know what? It's sad, but it's true. But that probably will happen.
Molly, so she, that little girl, she's just a mess. Why don't you have her on your show? See, there I go again. No, don't have her on your show, Miss Nubian. Don't have Molly.
Oh, don't worry, honey. You
Let
know that's not even going to happen.
Why do you say that?
No, what are we going to talk about?
Well, my son watches your show all the time. He loves your show. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'm
trying to tell you.
But you know Miss Nubian?
I'm trying to tell you the set of kids I have. My son will be in the back like, when, Mama, when? You know, we have to actually, people, talk about it before it happens. If I try to catch them off guard, I'm kind of on the messed up side. Yeah, he'll definitely be in the back, you know, like, when, Mama, when? Oh, Mama, why you tell a story?
Let me tell you something. You will become one of the top, just that one show alone, that will be a perfect show. Your show will be considered a feature. Like when I did Sissy and Stephanie, all those other people, your show will be a feature of the week. Trust me.
Okay, Timothy, you didn't have to just do those in order for your shows to become Feature of the Week, okay? You already know your shows were featured probably of the week before you got them. I mean, that was a great enhancement. So, I mean, getting Miley Cyrus. Oh,
no. Your arch. I'll
tell you what. Why don't you get Beyonce?
I don't like Beyonce. I mean, no, I love Beyonce, but I just don't have an interest in her. You know, I don't have an interest in her, but, you know. Like, I mean, if it's something you want me to, if you want me to have her on your show for your purpose, I will do that. But just for me personally, they overrate.
I wish we had a webcam so you can just see how I'm looking right now. I'm like, what? Huh? Excuse me? No. What will I say to her? Not a damn thing. She is, I know a lot of people love her and whatnot, and I guess after time, you would find that I am not starstruck at all. I mean, she has great talent. I honestly think she's just overrated a little bit. But I'm just like you, I really don't have anything to talk to her about. It's nothing that I would want to know as far as to, you know.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Sorry.
How your mama now, you know?
I'm sorry, but, I mean, I worked with her twice. I mean, the first time it was boring as hell. I'm got me cussing now. But, I mean, okay, she's lovely, so whatever, but I don't care. I mean, they can over here too much, and, you know, I don't even want, I probably would consider having Jay on the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not me. I would love to have her sister on the show so I can tell her, well, I guess your career didn't do as well as your big sister did because, you know, your label dropped you and now your dad's going to get you a deal with Epic and, you know, oh my gosh, but I loved your album and how you both tried to be in like the 60s and it didn't work. Let me stop.
You try to tell her all the things that's wrong. Okay.
I would love to have Solange on the show.
Mm-hmm. I would love that's yeah, huh? Mm-hmm.
I would love that so much on the show. I mean, because you know, to me, she tried to be like her sister, and you know,
yeah,
they only gave her a deal at Columbia because her first sister and her dad. You know, please. I would love to have her mom on, so I could say, what's her name? Tina Knowles. Tina. Do you remember? She's gonna remember that. Do you remember when Beyonce came on the show and she was promoting her album and you had on the belly shirt and you know you two were like how my two old you wearing belly shirts and you had those tight pants. You didn't really need to wear that. I don't know why Drew Amble told you that, but you don't need to wear that. You're too old for that. Come on, you should have a skirt. And, you know, please. Let me stop.
You had on what? A belly shirt and who?
Belly shirt and some tight pants. You need to cut it out. Some tight jeans.
Stop.
Are you serious? Tina, you don't even have a chin. But, you know, let me stop. You know what? I'm not talking about people. See, you got me acting like Soul Princess now.
Yeah, we already know.
I love Beyonce, you know, I love the family, but I don't care. I don't really care too much. Maybe one day I'll have her on the show for something, but not right now. Nah. I want somebody else. I'm just trying to get some other people. You know what I mean? The one of the guys from Blossom said Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I said no, they're on tour right now, so you know, maybe later I'll have Earth, Wind, and Fire on the show. I was very upset. I wasn't upset, but I was talking to Bonnie Ray and her people,
mm-hmm.
and her whoever this was, Anna. She goes, well, you send me, you know, send me stuff over here, and I was supposed to see what they were going to set Bonnie up, and then she's going to call me back. Well, Bonnie cannot do the show right now, Timothy. We're so sorry. Maybe a later day we can get Bonnie. I said, why didn't you tell me that from the door when I first called you and talked to you and Bonnie? Why don't you just tell me Bonnie can't do the show right now, and I wouldn't even waste my time or yours. I said, I hate to waste people's time, and I hate to waste my own. She goes, okay, I'm so sorry. You know, don't waste my time. I don't care who I'm talking to. I don't care if it's Al Green or no, but don't waste my time on yours like I tell everybody. I don't care who you are. Don't get me started because I will make that tour so unpopular that nobody will not come to your tour but 5 or 10 people. Don't play games with me. Don't let me get me started. Don't waste. I don't like to get upset when people just try to play me out, Snoopy. album sales will drop. It already sold them as it is.
And I think that's anybody, man. I mean, nobody wants their time wasted. I mean, come on now. It's going to be like, why would you, you know, want to waste somebody's time? So I think that's anybody.
I want to tell Bonnie Raitt, listen, you need to fire everybody that works for you and get a whole new team of staff. You better ask Terrence Jan, Roxy's publicist, what happened to him. He fired everybody that worked at Double Exposure and got every new people in there. You better ask him, because he knows I set fire on him, and he's such a nice person right now to me.
Who?
I said, listen, Terrence Jan, Roxy's publicist.
Oh.
I said, listen, I don't have time to wait. I said, you called me 2 weeks ago, and you told me Roxy and Terrence going to be on the show. I said, okay. I said, then I called you back. You're not available. Your assistant just gave me the run around, and she's telling me this. I said, you know what? I said, I wanted to come through that phone and just grab her and just beat the hell out of her. I said, I don't have time to play with you or nobody else. I said, I don't have time for this. I said, I'm very short-tempered. I said, I'm so nice at times. I said, but then when you make me, I said, don't play me for stupid. What do I look like? I said, one of my friends, you need to hire people that know what they're doing. So he got new people in there, and they're so nice now and everything. He said, oh, no, we just, it was open. I said, okay, you should have told me that. Don't play games. I don't like people to play games with me like that. Don't play games with me. I don't care who you are, what you do, or whatever. Don't play games with me like that. Don't waste my time or yours. I could be doing something. I have work. I have so much work. I have companies to run. I have music to promote. I have things I have to do.
Yeah.
Don't play games with me like that.
I'm so sorry, Miss Newbie.
I'm a sweet person. I'm not that kind of person. I'm such a sweet person. I'm so nice.
Is your show still streaming?
Oh no, it's still streaming, but it's not on live anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to you regularly because I don't want Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is how we talk all the time, people. So. Oh, you know somebody's going to go back and listen to your whole entire show, okay?
I don't even care. They love, you know what, I'm a newbie, and I actually think about the people that listen to my show all the time because my ratings are so great right now. I did a regular show, and oh, I finally found out, like, what's good for Blog Talk Radio. Like, he told me, he said 100 or more archives are, like, fabulous. Like, maybe, like, 10 live or more is good. 50 to 100 is like, it's okay, it's passable. Anything under 50 is no good. Like, Archive is no good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I do pretty good. My ratings are really, really great. Well, I mean, everybody can't always get that, you know what I mean? So, it takes time to build up. This can happen, But I'm pretty sure Miss Nubian is going to be one of the top pretty soon in days to come. Probably the next couple of weeks she will be.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you want to hear, like, all the stuff and all the topics from your mama Nim, you definitely check out Release Therapy on Tuesday night. So everything, you females in relationship, everything you're afraid to talk about, yeah, check me out.
I got a good guest for you. I got a good guest for you. Release Therapy, and that falls in the area of psychiatry and mental health, and all that stuff. Dr. Phil. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a distinguished guest. Dr. Phil. That's who you should reach out to in this movie, Dr. Phil.
Because we're going to get to get got when we're getting got and whatever, what he was telling. you seen Madea go to jail?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I'm going to go reach and get my Glock. That's it. Get Tyler Perry. Get Tyler Perry on your show. My birthday is September the 30th. Have Tyler Perry by my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Tyler Perry. Wow. Is he, what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm not doing anything for my birthday.
You're not going to have a party?
No. I've never had a birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I tried to give myself one when I was like, okay, I take that back. When I turned 27, I had the first birthday party ever. My mama knows she need her butt whooped, but she's not alive anymore, so But she never gave me a birthday party, but that's all good, you know. I used to get a lot of presents, but I had, like, one when I was, like, 20. I think I was 25 or 27, one of them, I don't know. But it was just, like, a mini one. But, you know, I never do anything. I just, hey, wake up, thank you, Jesus, for another year. And that's it. But I should have a really big party.
Yeah, you should.
I'd probably go to Atlanta or something.
Invite Alex and his mom and them, everybody. Go over there and everybody over there.
Everybody.
I had a very small party this year for my birthday.
I remember.
Just what you do?
Yeah, you talked to me the day on your birthday.
Okay.
You was going to your party later on that day.
Yeah.
Dang. You say you do.
I don't remember talking to you that day. I don't even remember. Trust me, I actually don't. But it wasn't that bad. It was, you know, just regular party. But when I turned 25, that was really big. I had when I had a party at BET, that was huge. I turned 25. Neo and Megan Good. Oh my God, they all came through to the party. I was so surprised. That was one of the best parties that I had so far. So I think when I turn the big, what you call them, then I'll probably do something real big again.
The big what, 3-0?
I can't, yeah. When I turn the big 3-0, I want to have a big part. I want, you got to hook me up with, I don't know, Diana Ross to sing or somebody, Al Green, somebody to sing at the party. You got to outdo BET. I'm going to make you my party planner for that.
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm gonna make you a
okay.
party planner. So you gotta outdo BET now, because they had Neo and Megan Good, and you know, so you gotta outdo them.
So how many years I got to get all this planning?
I don't like to tell people.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that off air. So that should give me enough time, okay? Because we know you're not gonna be the big 3-0 soon. So Miss Nubian, I would actually be 40 years old in 3 years, people.
Oh, in 3 years? Okay. You said in 3 years? I was going to give you one.
Yeah,
I was just going to say on your birthday you'll be 40, but okay, 3 more years.
No, my birthday is September 30. I will not be 40. I will be 37. But in 3 years, both of my boys will be graduate and gone, college, okay? So I'm definitely going to have a really big party, because by then, you know, I'll pretty much be home alone, so.
Now, are they going to college? And near, or are they going out of state?
Well, my oldest son, he's looking at University of Georgia, and that's
okay.
In Athens, Georgia. And
okay.
My youngest son, he is looking at Florida State.
Okay. Okay.
Wherever the Gators are, or something like that.
Isn't that in Tallahassee, or that's Florida A&M?
No, I have no idea. But it's the game. It's the Gators. The
okay.
Florida Gators or something like that. But
okay.
My youngest son, he got some coaches looking at him already. But because of the NAA, something like the basketball thingy, he can't, you know, talk to any coaches now. They can't say anything to him. He can't talk to, you know, whatever. I'm like, but can you talk to the mama? Let's go on the side and conversate a little bit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, he got coaches, you know, looking at him now, but it's just only so much they can say to him, you know, because of rules.
Now, what is he playing, basketball, football? What's he playing?
Well, this is basketball, where everybody is, you know, pretty much looking at him, but he, my youngest son, he loves baseball. He'll probably go pro in baseball. He plays
okay.
that better than any sport, but my oldest son, he football.
Okay.
Yeah, he can, you know, he's 5'9", 225, and he's
okay.
only 16, so.
Oh, he's big. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why Miss Nubian, do not worry about anything, because, that's my bodyguard right there. So.
Wow, yeah, maybe he'll be successful like my cousin. Maybe he'll be successful like him.
Who?
That's why I'm Miss Nubian. Don't get mad. Don't tell me. Wait a minute. I forget my cousin's name because I don't even speak to the man that much. Jerome Bennett.
You know what? I was just going to say Jerome Bettis. You talking about fine Jerome Bettis? That's your cousin?
Yeah.
Are you
yeah,
serious?
Cousin.
You need
he's
to get him on the
cousin.
Show. Oh, man. I was just getting ready to say, don't tell me it's Jerome Bettis because I bet his butt. You know, because there was a lot of people like just was just like taking his last name and just ramming it for real. I mean, on like Mad TV, you know, they had the guys that be acting a little gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, talking about Jerome Bettis. And Jerome Bettis, I bet his butt. And they just went on and on. It was so funny. But, wow. Yeah. Jerome Bettis. Mm-hmm.
I want him on the show, man. I have an interest in that. I've already talked to him. He's at the reunions most of the time down when the family has down the reunions down in North Carolina. He's mostly down there.
Really?
I haven't been down there in North Carolina. I mean, actually, the reunions in years. I was young the last time that I actually seen him when he came to the reunions, but I don't go that often. Man, my grandmother's passed now, so I doubt it. Unless one of the elders go down, I'll probably shoot down there, but I don't, you know. Yeah, he's still, that's Bernice's grandson, which is my grandmother's first cousin, so. That's Uncle Son's great grandson, my great grandfather's brother. But I don't. That's what was the last time I saw him. It's been years. I think I'm glad it's in all of them. I'm sitting up here talking to you like you know all these people.
I know. I'm trying to figure out Aunt Gladys. Okay, you know, cun Larry'n him.
I'm sitting
you know.
People.
I'm like, dang, Timothy. I don't know your people, man. What you talking about?
Seriously, obviously, they're just talking. Yeah, but first of all, I'm glad it's passed on, and this her daughter and my cousin. I don't know where she is. She finished college. That's the one that she's cool. She's very close friends with Fantasia. Her and Fantasia grew up together. So I think she last time I saw her was at my grandmother's room. She came up, you know. I doubt it if I see him. I'll probably get in touch with him and get him on the show just to talk with him. I know he had asthma really bad, and he does a lot
really?
Of, he does a lot of campaigns for, I mean, this I forget the name of the company. They paid him like $10 million to, you know, some stuff, advertising for them and stuff. They paid him good, so he's like doing well without even, you know, playing basketball anymore. He's doing well. He has a. He's doing quite well. I forget where his house is. I know his grandmother died. If I'm mistaken. The grandmother died. I think she passed away. And his mother Betty, of course. You know, I haven't seen him in so long. Miss Newbian, so long. It's been
wow.
A long time. I wasn't even. I was actually singing them. I was with the choir then, and last time I was singing with the choir then, and he said, keep on doing your thing. He said, I'll be seeing you all. He said, I heard you was down here performing, and, you know, that was the last time I saw him. I wasn't even thinking about doing no radio. I didn't even know, I thought radio wasn't even thought of then. That's how long it's been. I was a little boy then. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, Miss Noomi. You don't know the fan. I have to forget you. Not, you know. I'm sitting there talking about people that you don't even know.
No, that's okay. I'm just listening. I told you I don't know Mama Nim. You know. You're like, dang.
But you know, I don't have a close relationship with my father. I don't have a close relationship with him at all.
Okay, with Father's Day coming up, when is the last time you talked to him?
Oh, please. You know, right. It's coming up, but you know, he's okay. I think the last time I had saw him a couple of months ago when he's in the hospital, my grandmother contacted me. His mother, she got in touch with me, and she told me, so your dad's in the hospital. He has something was wrong with his leg, some kind of skin that he has, and I don't know. So I said, I'll go up and see him. You know, it's probably been like 5-6 years, maybe. Almost 10 years since I've seen him. And she called me and told me, so I went all the way up to, he was in the hospital way uphill, way up in Short Hills, New Jersey. That's like all the way up in the mountains from me. And I drove all the way up there to see him. And this is a crazy mystery to me, I never told anybody, but this man didn't even know who I was. So when I told him who I was, I told him, he said, oh my God, you know, I said, hey, you know, he started talking, he told me it was wrong, and he told me how my brothers were doing and things like that. But I gave him my phone number. Do you think he called? Nope.
Wow.
So that was, I don't care. But I speak to his mother every now and then, and his brother, me and my uncle, which is his brother, we go to the same church. And he's like one of the ministers in the church, so I do speak with him on the regular, you know, when I do see him at church, you know. But he just came back from Iraq. He was over in Iraq, and he just came back. So he's done with that, you know, so now he's going to come back to the church, whatever. You know, cause he was out for a while. But that's how I find out how he's doing, whatever. But other than that, Father's Day, you're right. Cool.
Well, mine, I have no idea, nor if you idea. If you see him, you tell him that I asked about it. It's so funny. I have a niece that lives in Florida, and she called my daughter, and she said, do you know that, you know, your mom, dad, you know, is wanted. It's like on the, like, this town, like the front page. It was like, he was like, most wanted for that town, and he was wanted, and they had him on the front page of that of the newspaper. I'm like,
wow.
Are you serious? So I went online, I saw this jigaboo. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, it was messed up. I'm like, whoa. Mhm.
That is crazy. Wow.
So, and I was laughing. I'm like, oh man. So, but the good thing is that a lot of people don't know he's my dad unless I tell him.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep that on a low, low.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, keep it on the down low. Oh, I was just going to say, get Ronald Isley, but he's still locked up, right?
I didn't know that.
What did he do? You didn't know Ronald was gone?
I didn't know what Ronald was.
He's locked up.
What
didn't happen? I don't know. I think he robbed some taxes or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. I think that's what he locked up for, yeah. Taxes. Is Wesley out?
I don't even know. I'm sorry. I don't even know. I didn't even hear so much. I didn't hear waiting up that phone from my IC. I didn't know he was locked up. Wow.
Yeah, you late.
A lot of people pay their taxes. I actually am late. I don't know why people don't pay their taxes.
I don't know. I guess they think that they are superstar and they don't need to do all of that, but they find out in the long run that, hey, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, did what they supposed to have been did, but, you know, I'm like, y'all for real? Just pay your taxes, all the money that you got, come on.
Okay, he should, what, are you serious?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, are you for real? You didn't know this? Yeah, he been locked up, honey. You late, okay? He's probably about to get out.
it said it's scheduled for release on April 13, 2010.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
For tax evasion.
That's what it's for?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on the down low.
What? This man's like a millionaire, isn't he? He's going to be broke.
Nobody has to know. Yeah, honey. That's old news, Timothy.
Timothy doesn't really. I told you, Timothy doesn't feed into you know, big drama. They didn't make a big thing out of this. They didn't make a big thing out. And he lives. Okay. Was he asleep with someone in New Jersey?
Well, I think one of the things is that they didn't make a big thing out of it because of the respect. That's what it is. That's
what?
One of the things. Because I guess it's Ronald Isley. I mean, I guess respect. I don't know. You know, hey, this Ronald Isley, and I guess they feel that, hey, that wasn't too much. Because I know Steve Harvey is always talking about, you know, when he'll talk to him every now and then and tell how he's doing on his show. You know, he'll talk about him and, you know, keep your head up and all that good stuff, you know.
Oh, wow. I thought this man had millions of dollars. What happened?
Well, a lot of times people, you know, they mismanage their money or other people mismanage their money. I always say, honey, you can't pay my bills like me.
Does he have children?
I don't know. I have no idea. But,
I don't understand this. Like, why is he, Ernie, where's Ernie in them? Doesn't they have money to pay the brother?
I think it was like so many years. Don't quote me, but I think it was like so many years had passed as far as to, you know, the tax thingy. And it wasn't just 1 year. It was like so many years, and it probably was so much that need to be paid. I don't know.
He's in federal prison, so.
Oh, yeah, the Fed got him, honey. When you mess around with your taxes, that's who come after you. It's not like the local government or anything like that. It's always.
Do you get treated differently, or?
Huh?
I don't know.
So what?
I'm not going to ask that question.
Yeah, you do get treated differently.
Like what? Like, what is it?
Not that. Let me go ahead and put this disclaimer out there, because not like Miss Nubian has been to prison or jail or anything like that, people. But just, you know, just knowing, like, when you go Fed or whatever, whatnot, yeah, you do get, I mean, I heard you get treated better. I mean, and that's sad, because I think, like, in the system federally, I mean, it takes a lot when they're trying to prosecute you federally, you know. That's a lot of money, because, see, that right there, you mess with government, and the government has to come into that. So, but as opposed to the local, you know, the local jail or whatnot.
Oh, that's
so
horrible.
Yeah.
They get treated horrible in there. Ooh. Okay. Talk for you. You get treated like garbage. Miss Newbean, I forgot to announce this. Miss Newbean is my new manager. So any contact media for forward to Miss Newbean 35@yahoo.com.
You're going to have all these people emailing me, because that's definitely what's going to happen. I'm trying to tell you.
Email Miss Newbean. She's my new manager. She's my new manager, yes. Dorian and Ultima still represent me over at Suplex Entertainment, but Miss Nubian is my direct management, so make sure you get her, MissNubian35@yahoo.com, for all bookings, for all bookings, and yes, performances and collaborations, contact MissNubian35@yahoo.com.
Anywho. Oh, man.
I know.
Huh?
I know. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, so tomorrow you said.
Electric Red.
Electric Red. I wonder where to get that name from. Make sure you ask them that.
I don't know. I'm going to ask them that, and I'm going to also ask them why did it.